I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republicans Weekly Address.
What we're going to roll out today is a commitment to America. And you want to know why? Because it's about you. It's not about us. We've spent the last year and a half, all the Republican members in conference, going throughout the country listening. Listening to the challenges. Fighting what the Democrats have been doing. And we want to roll it out to you, to the entire country, to know exactly what we will do if you would trust us and give us the ability to take a new direction for this country. What the commitment is a plan for a new direction. You know, I've watched this one-party control. And as we went across this country listening, we heard the same thing, kitchen table to dining room table, to inside the factory. Can I afford it? Can I afford to fill up my tank? Can I afford the food, the milk? Can I find baby formula? You know, I ask everybody across this country, could you afford to give up 1 month of your wages? 1 month of your wages. The sad part is these Democratic policies has already taken 1 month of your wages. So now the struggle that you have is you're living through 12 months with only 11 months pay now because inflation is so high. We warned the Democrats not to do that American Rescue Plan, but it wasn't just us warning them. Larry Summers, a Secretary of Treasury Democrat, told them don't do it, you'd bring inflation. Steve Rattner, a Democrat advisor to Obama, calls it the original sin of inflation. And then we watch what they did to our communities, defunding of the police. We got crime problems from Portland to Philadelphia now, with DAs and prosecutors that look the other way. We've watched what's happened to our border, the millions of people who are just walking across. People on the terrorist watch list. But now we're watching it create every community to be a border community. Fentanyl. The number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. That poison starts in China and comes across our border. Do you realize it's killing 300 Americans every day? It's like an airliner crashing each day. If that happened 3 days in this country, we'd say it's a crisis and we'd change it. But the White House tells us it's secure. Then we watched a Washington that uses their political power to go after people for their own political beliefs. We watched children get a lost learning left behind. That's what happened with the Democrats because they control Washington. They control the House, the Senate, the White House. They control the committees. They control the agencies. It's their plan, but they have no plan to fix all the problems they created. So you know what? We've created a commitment to America. We're going to talk about it today. We want an economy that is strong. That means you can fill up your tank. You can buy the groceries. You have enough money left over to go to Disneyland and save for a future. That the paychecks grow, they no longer shrink. We have a plan for a nation that's safe. That means your community will be protected. Your law enforcement will be respected. Your criminals will be prosecuted. We believe in a future that's built on freedom. That your children come first. They're taught to dream big. And we believe in a check and balance. That government should be accountable. No longer special interest. We should work for you, not the other way around like it is today. Too long, China has too much control of our supply chain. We're going to bring that back to America. So if you're like everybody else we hear, whether you can afford it, whether you feel safe, the challenge of your children getting lost behind, or a government that's run amok, who has a plan to change that course? We do. The Democrats have no plan for the problem they created. If you trust us, hold us accountable. We're putting it out to the entire country. This is what we'll do. But on that very first day that we're sworn in, you'll see that it all changes. Because on our very first bill, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents. Our job is to work for you, not go after you. Our job is to make America stronger. We believe America is more than a country. America is an idea. We can secure our border. We could become energy independent, where your price of gas is lower. We can build an education system that has a parent's bill of rights, that you have a say in your kids' education. And we could be a check and balance, rein in this government that's going after the individuals. If you believe like us, join with us, because this job won't be easy. We'll get it through the House. We need your help to get it all the way to his desk. You know, the president last night already attacked me in this plan. Maybe if I caused that much damage, I'd try to change the discussion too. But you know what? I welcome it. I challenge the president to join with us. Let's go across the country and let's debate what his policies has done to America and our plan for a new direction. And let's let America make the decision for the best way for this country to go forward. So join with us, and thank you for what you're doing.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.